Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you. I speak on behalf of the Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions, Working Group on Business and Human Rights, which is composed by the national human rights institutions from Portugal, Philippines, India, Morocco, Malawi, Ecuador, and Bolivia as voting members, as well as Denmark, France, Northern Ireland, Australia, and Peru as observing members, chaired by the German Institute for Human Rights. Promoting and protecting human rights, including in the context of business activities, domestically, but being connected with sister institutions worldwide, NHRIs harbor the potential to also monitor human rights impacts of cross-border business activities along value and supply chains. They may also handle complaints of a transnational nature and can help rights holders to access effective remedy in such cases through using their different mandate areas. Therefore, we welcome that NHRIs are now explicitly mentioned in Article 13.2 of the second revised draft. However, the role of NHRIs in the context of a binding instrument is not yet sufficiently discussed. Given the above-mentioned characteristics, NHRIs are well suited to serve as the national implementation mechanism of the proposed binding treaty, as well as to monitor implementation and compliance. We note that the draft optional protocol presented during the fourth session of the Intergovernmental Working Group is not part of the program of work. However, we find the issue of implementation and monitoring highly relevant. Therefore, we recommend that A-status national human rights institutions are considered as the national implementation mechanism to the treaty. States should provide the resources to fulfill this mandate and function. We also want to highlight the fact that NHRIs are frequently mandated to monitor the implementation of conventions, such as the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Of course, it is crucial that states empower their NHRIs to fulfill their mandate through both financial and personnel resources and by reviving their mandate where necessary. This should be reflected in Article 13.2 as well. Finally, we call on all states to actively participate in the negotiations through written and verbal contributions. Thank you very much, Chair Rapporteur.